Ruin Dits, top three things you need to know.
We mentioned briefly West End, Roo. It is a very sad day, and I just wonder, we'll talk about this in length later on, but when I was a lad growing up, and I only spoke to Peter Bryan at the Alberton Hotel about this a week ago, it's quite timely, that when you walked into a pub, all you said was, four beers, thanks, because there was one tap.
Yep.
That was it. You had no choice.
Yep.
And things have changed now where how many beers would there be? How many on tap? Oh, how many craft beers? How many beers
many you
in
want
your fridge?
Stock.
I know.
So, like, I forever get angry at the pub managers when they take new beers on. It just annoys me. Because
the choice is enormous.
About a month later, they're discounting them on the top of the bar because one buys them. But
so is that is that the only reason, do you think? Is that what's behind all this?
Well, people are drinking less beer, full stop. And there's more variety. So the amount of beer for each brew is less.
Yep.
So you don't need the big bulky breweries anymore. You need the smaller boutique ones that come and go. But, it's an interesting one. Great news that hopefully they're going to try and keep all the sponsorships for all the sporting clubs and sports out there. Mm. And, you know, the Adelaide Oval, you know, that's all SA Brewing.
Yep.
That's all going to stay. So there's some pluses. So talk about that a little bit
more
later.
A couple of years later, I mean, these are all small things that contribute. But, you know, I can't remember what year it was, but you know, the Adelaide Oval was always draped in the red and black of West End. And then one year you walked in and next minute it was all Forex. I thought, what the hell is happening here? And that was when the Japanese had bought the brewery
Line.
And said, oh, we're pushing our bigger brands here.
Mm.
And I thought, is this the beginning of the end? Why would you be pushing Forex in Adelaide in South Australia?
Mm.
And then they started rotating. Another year it was Tui's. And yeah, I don't know. To me, that was the beginning of the end, really.
Well, it is. Whenever you sell to people that aren't connected to your state, you run the risk of decisions being made that aren't have the
parochial
state at the first, you know, front of mind.
All right, what else is making news, Roy?
A couple of interesting ones. There's more coronavirus cases in New South Wales, and I think the state Professor Nicola Spurrier is certainly keeping an eye on the rate of infections over there. I think that 11 locally acquired cases yesterday. At the moment, you can travel freely between New South Wales and South Australia, so. You would think, as a matter of no, I'd have spoken to a bloke in a meeting yesterday. He'd flown on a plane from Sydney. There's lots of people. The plane was full. It's only a matter of time before you're going to get cases here. And that's what we are going to have to live with. That's the reality. We are going to have cases in South Australia, I think, if we're going to have people coming in from states where there is coronavirus.
Mm.
Unless they...
Unavoidable.
Yeah, you would think so. So I think it's probably a discussion for Josh Frydenberg when we talk later on. What's the new normal? Do we just have to get used to it? How much does it affect the economy by stopping the borders? And there's so many things to consider.
Mm. All right. Fiona O'Loughlin. Now, this is a story that intrigues me. We're talking about alcohol. But she's had her battles over the years with alcohol addiction, right?
Yep.
Now, she's a self-confessed alcoholic.
Yep.
And at times has even sort of been taken off stage because she hasn't been in a fit state to perform. We've had her in here. She's been a regular on our show and we love her.
Ripping lady.
Yeah. But what about this story? She's admitted that when she was in the jungle, there was no grog out there or anything. So desperate was she to have a drink. What'd she do?
She drank hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
Is this fair dinkum or not?
Well, this is what we're told.
Look,
bloody hand sanitizer. Doesn't taste that good.
No, it probably doesn't, but you know, people do use lots of different things that don't taste good just to get the feeling of being in the right state.
Gee.
But I remember when Corona first got here and we had to get the cleaning materials for the pubs and the hand sanitizer, and you couldn't get it from anywhere. One of the things they were ramming into you that the hand sanitizer needed to be above 70% alcohol,
right?
For it to work,
yeah.
So she's gone to the right place. She's not going to have too many shots.
And I say this in all seriousness right now, I like a drink. But I could never be an alcoholic because I couldn't stand the hangovers. Like every single day of your life, feeling like absolute crap.
Yeah, but they don't. They get straight back on it.
Do you reckon? So it's just one continuous...
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
So they never feel crook or anything?
Well, I think they just get back on it.
All right.
But that's
the hair of the dog.
Yeah, exactly right. What about this story? The grass that they're going to transport from the MCG to the Gabba just to make the Victorians feel like there's still a connection between the MCG and Grand Final Day. Some people are going to like it. I just can't see enough romance in it for all the theatre that's going look, into it, to be honest.
If it was Adelaide Oval, it's not, but it's the Gabba. So if I'm a Queenslander sitting there, I'd be saying, do you really, really have to bring in a bit of the MCG? Can we not just enjoy this as the Gabba or as the Adelaide Oval? Can you not give us our one day of glory in the sun and say, hey, that year in 2020, they actually played the grand final at the Gabba. Why do you have to have the MCG there?
I don't know if they're doing it just because it's so bad in Victoria and the state of mind of everyone in Victoria and everyone in Victoria is doing it super tough, and they are. Is this going to help them?
Oh,
maybe a fraction, but...
This is a crazy decision and costly. At a time when money's at a premium.
Yeah, there's definitely a few bucks involved in digging it up, transporting it, relaying it, and all of that. But they've done it, and that's what's happening.
Oh, Roo, my favourite TV show's on tonight, The Front Bar on Channel 7 at 8:30. But just before we get Mick on, fair to say he's had a fair crack at South Australia over the journey.
I would spend International Beer Day anywhere in the world apart from Adelaide. You know my thoughts on West End. Even Bear Grylls turns his nose up.
Oh, the man, he's almost single-handedly closed down the West End Brewery, hasn't he?
He said before he'd rather drink his own urine.
I know.
He's unbelievable.
Good morning, Mick.
Hello, Barley, West End.
You finally achieved it. You've finally done it.
you've sucked the brewery.
There's a lot of good things that come out of Adelaide. They've got Coopers is a fine beer, but West End was just about putting me off beer altogether. You know what a massive job that is. I would rather drink a light beer shandy with diet lemonade.
I was listening to Kennedy and Malloy yesterday, and you took calls on West End, and one of the blokes said his old man absolutely loves drinking beer, and he went for a boys' trip to Adelaide, and after that, what did he have to have removed, Mick? His
gallbladder.
I drank
West End once, and I had my taste buds removed.
Oh, Mick, that's
very unfair.
Sad for our
state. We love
West End. We know you're a Carlton draft man.
It had 160 years to get it right.
It took a while.
Look, at all the West End people listening this morning, we love you.
Yes.
And it's been good for us here.
We're mucking around, and sorry to anyone who's lost their job and whatever.
Yeah.
Come over, I'll give you a job in our Brick Lane brewery.
Oh, yeah. We all want to go to Melbourne at the moment. That's the place to be.
Great place to live.
Gee.
Oh, you win this round, dude.
Righto. Tomorrow night, Mick, it's on. Now, we'll talk Front Bar, which is tonight, but tomorrow night, it's on for young and old.
Tomorrow night, game on bowls. We are coming to town. It's almost time for a second team out of Richmond. With it,
you'll be like Australia A and Australia B.
Australia A and Australia B. Well, we'll do it as well. Listen, the last time I came to Adelaide for a friggin' final, it was Port Adelaide, and Cochin won the toss and decided to kick into the wind. We were 5 goals down with 4 minutes on the board. It surely got better than I would have thought. In fact, remember that? That was the year.
Oh, how could I forget?
You're on the Tiger over. Express, remember?
I was on the Tiger Express, which basically on the way over, you couldn't have more fun. I was on the intercom singing, we're from Tigerland. I joined the Mile High Club. No one else involved, just me. On the way back, I would rather have been on the Hindenburg. It was terrible.
Pretty quiet trip home.
Is it true he's running out with a windsock tomorrow night, just to be sure?
Mate, I remember leaving the ground, albeit about 3 minutes early, and I was in a car with Bruce McAvaney as we drove to the airport, who was consoling me. It's all right.
It'll be okay, Mick.
It won't be as bad as that. Can I point out, we have at least 4 more All-Australians on deck than we did last time, including the skipper. I think we've got Cochin. How's this for some talent? Cochin, Edwards, Hawley, and
Prestia.
Someone else there. Prestia.
Yeah, a couple of good inclusions.
Curvis, and Asprey, a key defender.
Yeah.
It could be a bit tighter than last time, I would have thought.
At least you're in the car with the right bloke. Bruce could have given you all the stats on, the last time a captain kicked into the wind and last time you 8 goals down a quarter, and you had the right fella with you.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you, I'll be missing Bruce at the Brownlow this Sunday night because it's the first time. Mm. I don't think Bruce is hosting, and I can't get over it because I mean, because we're doing a bit on it too. The front bar doing a bit on the Brownlow. Mm. But I was watching. It's probably been here not to have him on because he's not that great at social distancing. Go back and have a look at him. Handshake day. He just refuses to let go. Yeah. He has to be surgically removed at the 10-minute mark of the handshake, I reckon.
Dusty's giving him a few close looks when he's got right up alongside of him.
Mate, I swear to God, we've got some footage of Dusty being fed grapes. I'm not joking.
Did you set yourself a task? You got Wangers on tonight?
No, not Wangers.
Oh, I've saw him in the shorts. Was that just showing about all his research he did?
Oh, hang on. Unless I've missed another meeting. Paul Chapman on tonight.
Oh,
Paul
Chappy. Chapman. Okay, he's good. He's funny.
Chappy's on. He was a bit of a hard nut in the day, wasn't
he? Yeah, good fella.
Come up against him.
Yeah, good footballer. So it'll be a great night tonight on the front bar, Mick.
What could go wrong? It's our second to last show, and then we'll do our Mad Monday, which I think is at the Pink Flamingo this year.
So, you're running to organise that.
Who are you backing for tonight, Ruth?
Tomorrow night.
Tonight, Friday night.
I can't lie. I think I'll have to say the Tigers did. So
what?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what?
Baby.
I'm sorry. You it'll make life Nick easier Dick, for me.
Dick, you'll be on board too, won't you?
Nah, you're kidding. Anyway, I will watch the front bar tonight because it is my favourite show, Mick. So good luck. We'll be watching. Mate. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Mick.
Love you, boys.
There he is, Mick Malloy. Front bar tonight on Channel 7 at 8:30 p.m. Sad, sad story. The demise of the West End Brewery, Roo.
Yes.
But over the journey, there's been some funny times as well. Now, when Kerry O'Keefe was commentating the cricket on Triple M, he told this story about his journey down to the brewery.
I like to play in Pakistan. You know, I was 2.5 years out of the Australian Test team from 1974 to 1976. And then I got picked to play Pakistan in December. I was just over the moon because when you're in the wilderness, there's no worse place. And I didn't have a drink for 2 weeks. I thought, this is my chance. It's my fourth coming into this Australian team. I'm not going to butcher it. And I trained well the day before. And at lunchtime in Adelaide, Rod Marsh and Doug Walters said to me, we're just going to the West End Brewery for a tour and a couple off the tap. I said, I'll come for the tour. We caught a cab to West End. The general manager of West End came up and said, welcome to our brewery, boys. Tour? He said, Rod said, nah, straight to the tap room, where we stayed for 9 hours. They carried me into the taxi at 2 a.m. back, put me in bed. I woke up, blood alcohol level 0.258. Got to the Adelaide Oval. Somebody said, gee, Skull's nervous, as I was chundering in the toilet. We won the toss and fielded.
Temperature?
48 degrees Celsius. I went to the gully and Jeff Thompson was going to bowl the quickest spell ever. He was going to get 7 for 30 against Pakistan and I was going to sleep for 2 days. What happened? After he got two, little pop-up catch, ran into the bat pad, smashed his shoulder blade in two. They all came in. Who's going to bowl? And Rod Marsh said, what about Skull? And I was hiding behind the umpire. And they put me on. And in my second over, I bowled two wides. And they said, this Javed Miendez's only 17, but he's going to get 10,000 test runs. And I said, he'll get 1,000 off me today. And he made a fatal mistake. He played for spin. And middle stop went back. 1 for 2. And then in came Asif Iqbal, very good player. In my next over, I bowled one. And it hit a pigeon. It went from a full toss outside leg stump to off stump. And he nicked it. 2 for 2. And then I let one go. And it was halfway down the pitch. And Zahir Abbas said, I'm not letting this pie from this drunk go. So he ran across. It was going to be a wide. And he smashed it straight at Doug Walters in the covers. And he was picking his nose. And it hit him in the chin, the stomach. And he caught it. 3 for 3. And then I sobered up. Finished with 3 for 42. And I'm going to the showers at the end of the day. And Doug says, having a beer? I said, no. He said, if you stay pissed, you'll get Pfeiffer in the second
there you go. Good story about the West End Brewery. And so many people went down there as a treat to go and have a beer off the wood down at the West End Brewery. But that won't be happening from June next year.
Now, you've got a bit of an update on what may happen.
I've got a little bit of an update. There's no doubt about that, Did. So we know that the good news is that, out of all the bad news, the good news is that the sponsorships are going to try and continue to go ahead. So that's great, because that would be a disaster for so many different things.
So there'll still be beer. There'll still be West End beer.
Yep.
But it'll be brewed interstate.
Yes.
And sent here.
That's right.
Right.
And they're still going to sponsor all the sponsorships that they've got, which is very, very important. Hard to get sponsorships in local sport and country sport and, big sport as well at the moment. The Christmas lights are going to try and do their hardest to continue that on the riverbank there. They're going to try and do that
because
so many thousand people go through there and have a bit of fun at Christmas time, and it's important to keep families and kids happy at that time of the year. So that's another good thing out of it. One thing that was alluded to at the press conference yesterday was that they might in the future look to find another site to build a brewery.
Really?
They're not going hard on it at the moment, but my mail through a couple of sources is that if they can find the right piece of dirt in the not too distant future, they will build a small boutique brewery that can brew West End and potentially other beers. So they might sell, or they are going to sell, the current site, but if all things go to plan,
a smaller, more economic site.
Yeah, exactly. A more modern, more economic. The site at the moment's only at 50% capacity. If you run any business at 50%, you're not going to make money. No. You're going to lose money.
So in other words, you could have a brewery half that size. So it makes me think, Rude, do they put the equipment in storage? You might think that's a silly idea, but that, you know, the new renovation out the front facing Port Road, you see the big tanks in there. I don't think they're that old. So hopefully they could store that, and then you don't have to buy all of that next time round if they're thinking of that.
No idea how they'd do it, the plan is that hopefully one day in the not-too-distant future that we'll be brewing West End again in South Australia.
All right. There's hope. Now, Roo, it was mentioned last night on 7 News, Mike Smithson actually came up with it, said this site would be perfect for the Adelaide Football Club. Now, they've put a price tag on it of $60 million. Mm. Has there been any talk of that?
Look, I haven't spoken to anyone at the club, but I can't see that happening. To buy land at that and then build your facility on, it's going to send it north of $100 million.
Yep.
And no one's got that money.
Okay. So you could rule that out at this point in time.
Absolutely rule it out 100% unless I don't know anything that they know. Unless someone's going to donate the land and all of that.
Yep.
Everything footy club-wise has been put on hold for a year or two to get to pay back the debt of what coronavirus has done to footy clubs.
Okay, fair enough.
Triple M, helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days. Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
We've done some sad ones, some funny ones. We've done ones where hundreds of people get coffees and tickets and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Who have you got on the line today, Roo?
We have got on the line today a girl called Georgie. And Georgie, welcome to Roo and Dits.
Oh, thank you.
What would you like us to help you out with?
Yeah, so my dad passed away 12 months this Friday on the 16th.
Okay.
And my mum and dad have been married for 58 years.
58
and my
mum's
had
years.
It, yeah, so my mum's had it pretty tough.
Yeah.
So probably a month ago, I booked a night at the Oval Hotel predicting that possibly Port will play the prelim.
Wow. Optimistic,
Nostradamus.
Yes. Just to take my mum out for a good night out.
Good on you.
So with a bit of history with Port Adelaide, her grandfather, so my great-grandfather played in the 1897 grand final.
Oh, you're joking. Really?
Yeah, so he was the leading goal kicker in 1896 and 1897, so he's on the honour board down at the club.
Now, hang on a second. 1897.
What's his surname?
That would have been Adam Lees, I reckon.
Yes.
There you go. How the hell do you know that?
I just happen to know. Anyway, keep going. Yes. Keep going, Georgie.
Yeah, so mum and dad were both born at Alberton Hospital, married at Alberton United.
Wow.
And obviously Port Adelaide all the way through. Mum lived on Fifth Avenue, Alberton.
Yeah.
And Dad lived at Angus Street at one.
Now my street's the continuation of Fifth Avenue. There, Queen Street becomes Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
So
we're
joined at the hip.
Yeah, so obviously Mum's 81. She's a member, but obviously doesn't go to the football. But I just thought it'd be awesome. It's a year since Dad's gone this Friday.
Yep.
We're staying at the Oval Hotel. I just thought it'd be good just to pop over and watch Port win.
Tickets for this Friday night
sold out. They're hard to get. They're very hard to get. I'll tell you what, Georgie, we've got a double for you, okay?
Oh, thank you. That is so wonderful.
Now, your mum's on the other line. Maureen, good morning.
Hi.
How are you, Maureen?
I can't believe it.
You're off to the footy.
I know. Oh, it's wonderful.
How long since you've been to Adelaide Oval?
I've never been.
Are you kidding?
No, I haven't been to a game of football there. Gee. Not since I went to all the losing grand finals.
Oh, no. Don't worry about those. Forget all those.
This is going to be much, much better. So you're staying at the beautiful brand new Adelaide Oval Hotel.
Yes.
You can just wander over about 50 metres, watch Port beat the reigning premiers and then go to bed and just think, wow, this day's actually not too bad.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful. I can't believe it.
Now, you were married for 58 years. What a great effort that is.
Yes. Very lonely.
Oh. Well, now, what's the secret to a good long marriage?
Do your own thing.
Oh, that's what we do say to our wives when we get into trouble.
Oh, Maureen, can I give you my wife's phone number?
So you really mean that? You got to get out and have your own fun from time to time.
That's right, yes. He did his thing, I did my thing, and there was never any animosity. It was just wonderful.
Oh, how many children did you have?
Three.
Yeah, and you've got grandchildren?
Yes, I got five.
Beautiful.
Yeah, one's a swimmer and one's a basketballer.
Good. Oh, well done.
All
well,
right.
Maureen, you are off to the footy. And Georgie, well done for dobbing your mum in for this.
Oh, look, it's wonderful.
Good on you. Enjoy Friday night, won't you?
Oh, I will. Okay. Yeah.
Good on you, Maureen.
Well done. And
no
thanks,
worries.
Georgie. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Go
Good
to
on
power.
You.
Sprawl
yeah,
out on that big
yes,
king bed and ring room service and milk it for everything.
And book it up to Roo.
Okay.
Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS because Roo, Automasters are backing all of these. So thanks to them. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Roo, would you believe it? The Federal Treasurer's in Adelaide. I hope he's got money bags with him. Has he got some cash to splash around?
He might be buying a new brewery. Who knows? Let's get him on.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. Good morning.
Good morning, Roo. Good morning, Ditz. Lovely to be back in Adelaide.
You're not coming to get some more Crows players. I know you're a cult man. You've got Mitch McGovern. You've got Eddie Betts. Who's next in your side? You want Bryce Gibbs back?
Well, no, I think Gibbers had his last game, but I tell you what, he's been a great player and a great guy, and it was terrific to see the Carlton players get around him for his last game, which was a win, of course, much to my disappointment.
Now, we better talk politics in just a moment, but who's been your favourite Carlton player of all time?
Well, where do you start?
Small for
choice, Patrick, number three.
Yeah.
Jezalenko.
Yes.
Of course, Greg Wells. I used to love him. Vinny Cotoggio.
What about Sticks Canahan?
Do you remember Warren Ralph, number 22?
Yeah.
Kenny Hunter. Number 9.
All right.
Chuka Howe. Jeff Southby, number 20.
We're going back a while. Yeah. All right, now, what brings you to Adelaide? Have you got some cash to splash around?
Look, in the 2021 budget, there was more than $600 million of government funding for various land transport projects across SA. This morning, I'll be out to the Adelaide Holocaust Museum, which is an important museum that remembers, obviously, a tragedy, and we're making an extra contribution there, and I'll be there with Stephen Marshall. We're also heading out to some infrastructure projects and also out to the Norwood Football Club.
Ah, Stephen Marshall's territory
out
there.
That's his backyard,
yeah. Big new renovation on their facilities out there. Treasurer, wasn't long ago when John Howard was in office, we had $50 billion in the bank. Now your projections are in a couple of years we're going to be $1 trillion in the red. When you put your head on the pillow, surely you think, gee, that's a big number.
It certainly is, and it's all because of COVID-19. And we knew we had to do something, guys, and we knew we needed an economic security blanket across the country. That was JobKeeper. That's helped stabilise the labour market. And then the budget, we're transitioning off JobKeeper with obviously tax cuts, more infrastructure spending, supporting businesses, as well as those hiring credits to get younger people from the unemployment queues into work.
I know a big debt is not an issue when interest rates are at record lows. Do we stick our head in the dirt, or do we worry about it another day when interest rates rise and it becomes a problem paying off the debt? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, we've always got to be very sensible and responsible when it comes to spending taxpayers' money and conscious of what those debt levels are. Importantly, when they get to their highest level as a proportion of the economy in just a few years' time, that will be less than half the ratio that you see in other countries like the United Kingdom and the United States. So we're so much better placed than other countries to get through this crisis. The unemployment levels, of course, have ticked up, but over the coming years they will come down. And in the budget, there's lots of new spending designed to get more people back into work and create jobs.
This argument will always come up, I know, but you've introduced this two-tier tax system. And how do you answer the criticism of people that say, well, the rich are getting more tax relief than what the poorer are? In other words, if you earn more, you're going to get more back than what the lower income earners are. Should it be the other way around?
Well, what the facts show is that we have a very progressive tax system. So the more you earn, the more you pay. So if somebody is earning $200,000, they will pay 10 times as much tax as somebody who's earning $45,000.
Yep.
The top 5% of taxpayers will pay a third of the overall tax burden. So we do have a very progressive tax system. What we're seeking to do is to create a more simpler, stronger and fairer system so that we have one big tax bracket between $45,000 and $200,000 where people pay no more than 30 cents in the dollar. That will encourage people to work, and obviously it will provide reward for effort, and that's what we believe in as Liberals.
Treasurer, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And look, if you run out of ideas on how to spend your cash, we've got a list for you. We can gladly send it through.
Good to be with you guys.
There is the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
Ebert takes the mark.
Brad, I'm Brad.
Kicks a goal, Ebert.
Brad. And the whole world has to go for Paul Power just to tell you once again.
Oh, who's Brad? Tomorrow night, prelim final. Brad Ebert, never tear us apart, mate.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Can I ask you first up, how settled is the lineup, do you think? Are there any spots up for grabs, or has Ken and the team pretty much got it nutted out?
I reckon it's pretty settled. Yeah, I think going off last week's form and the way the boys went and the way that even Exy and Toddy have trained this week, I'd say it's a pretty settled lineup, mate. Yeah.
So Todd Marshall's shoulder's fine. Like if someone runs into him at 100 mile an hour, is it going to pop?
I can't imagine it popping. I think it was. I think they described it as an AC joint. So yeah, I don't think that's going to pop. But it looked like he got through training fine and wore the sort of bumps and knocks that he needed to, and was confident.
How's the feeling? You excited?
Oh yeah, mate. It's good. I think everyone last week. You with the weekend off, you're coming in, you're training. We're getting a heap of time off, but. Then this week, everyone's really coming in. They're keen as and ready to go. You can feel the energy. You can feel the excitement. And it's finals footage, mate. It's what everyone's looking forward to.
A little bit of late money for the pair. They've just stripped into favouritism.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, there you go.
You've both played mind games this week. When I say you, I mean whoever's been speaking on behalf of the clubs. We heard Tom Jonas. I've heard Damien Hardwick, and both are claiming the underdog title. There are mind games involved, aren't there?
I guess so, yeah. TJ doesn't mind sort of just being the underdog and the sort of gruff customer. So, he'll happily keep pushing that. And mate, that's probably where the reality is that, Richmond have been in, the last four prelims and they've won two of the last three flags. So, they're obviously a gun side. And, we've just got to try and match that and beat them on the night.
How many prelims have you played in, Brad?
I have played in one. 2014 was my only prelim.
And that was a devastating loss, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was, mate. It's Hawthorn. Yeah. We lost by 3 points at the end there. It was pretty hard to take. But, I guess you're been a long time between them, and yeah, I think we're all ready to go and ready to play, and we've all developed. I guess there's probably five or six of us left from that team, and yeah, we're all bigger, stronger, better players. So yeah, we're ready for it.
We're doing a little podcast on Triple M now, Ebo, called The Bump. Oh, and Bernie Vince. We recorded it yesterday. Bernie Vince just shared his memory of 2006 when he played in his first prelim, and we had an unexpected loss. And he remembers clearly now seeing senior players crying because how much it meant for him, whereas he, as a first-year player, thought, oh, that's okay, we'll just play again next year. Maybe that's a message for you older Port Adelaide boys to the young punks in your side to make the most of your opportunity.
Oh, totally, mate. I think that, you know, even at 2013, 2014, it felt like we were really on the rise and, you know, it was just going to keep happening. And so obviously it shook us and we were devastated by it. But yeah, now I'm 30, I realise that, all right, there's not too many opportunities left. I'm certainly in that camp. And good to see Bernie's getting on the podcast and you guys getting on the podcast. You know,
we are modern men. We are very new age.
Very 2020 here,
yeah,
mate.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right, I might have to get on the bump. I might have to have a listen.
Hey, Brad, at your age, we say in sport sometimes you do mature. You can even play better when you're a lot older because you learn so much along the way. You are arguably having your best season right now. Does it feel that way for you?
I don't know, mate. I guess I'm sort of just in a space where, you know, I haven't played every single game. And the games that I have played, I've really just tried to maximise. So, yeah, I feel like I'm playing some decent footy. To say it's my best year yet, I'm not 100% sure. I feel like I've had some reasonable seasons in the years gone by.
Yep.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm certainly feeling confident and comfortable and playing my part for sure.
I haven't given you a contract for next year. You're trying to get your price up by playing well, are you?
He told me to ask.
Yeah,
that
maybe that's the key, is it?
He rang me yesterday. He said, "Say I'm having a good season."
Just make sure everyone keeps talking about it.
You are having a great year, and I expect you to finish off brilliantly in the finals.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the best I've seen you play. Now, Brad, I'm very excited. The wife and I are in the crowd tomorrow night. Gee, I hope I'm sitting near the Eberts.
Kate's going to the footy.
Lucky Kate's jumped on. She only comes when we're in a prelim.
Man,
has not been to a game all year. Now she's
who does she barrack for?
Of course she barracks for us.
Oh, come on. Yep. She barracked for Glenelg, didn't she?
Yeah, but Port
next
outfield.
Thing you need, Roo's going to be there. Yeah, Roo's going to be there with the
I'm on the boundary. I'll be getting spat on and yelled at and abused. And anyway.
That's by his own kids. All right, good on you, Brad. Play well tomorrow night, mate. Good luck.
Hey, thanks very much, guys. We'll
good on you, Ebo.
He's a champion bloke, Brad Ebert, and I hope he plays well tomorrow night. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Ladies. Ruined Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Ruined Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruined Dits.
Oh, Batesy's made a rare appearance in. How you've come into work today?
I have.
From our sales executive team, Alice the Wag, Mel the Button Pusher. Now, Roo, this is actually an Adelaide story I read on Adelaide Now earlier in the week, How to Trap a Sugar Daddy. So this is aimed at, this is coaching our young women.
What do you mean, trap a sugar daddy?
Or how to win one, how to get a rich old bloke to look after you for the rest of your days.
I'm listening.
Well, who, what's that?
Would you believe 730,000 Australians have gone onto this sort of website to learn the tips?
Oh, come off it.
185,000 are students. Things like overseas trips, fine dining, living expenses, lavish gifts.
Blood off a rich bloke.
And the like, yeah. Mel, is this ethical? Does this sound right to you? Should a young girl think, oh, I can pay my way through uni by just going out to dinner once a week?
No. Well, actually, I kind of understand, yeah, getting through uni, it's better than most of the part-time jobs you could have, so go for gold. But then get the education and make your own money.
Right.
Yes.
Does that happen here in South Australia?
Well, this is, I'll tell you in a moment, this is a local story. I'll get to that. Alice the Wag.
Well, to get myself through uni, I worked in a pub.
Yep.
Every night, and I reckon dating a sugar daddy seems way more nicer than that.
You were
that.
Getting groped anyway.
Yeah, I feel like ethically it's probably the same thing.
This.
Look, I'd be okay, don't quote me on it, but I think I'd be okay if there was no physical touches or like you didn't touch me in any way.
Just be a companion.
But I'm happy just to sit
just
there,
the
have a nice dinner, like you can buy me some drinks and I will give you some jokes.
Some jokes.
And I'll look at you like you're sexy and pretend that you are sexy.
So lead him on.
Almost yeah, like a stand-up 100%. Comedian, you know. And
also, like, I will dress nicely and look at you like you're hot.
But give me Alice.
But I won't touch you.
Oh, my God. Right. That's the biggest tease of all time.
Well, that's what they want, isn't it?
No, that's what they say, and I don't think that's ever true.
Batesy,
you reckon there's an extra level?
Oh, of course there is.
Oh.
I agree. I think if there's no special cuddles, then it's sort of like an arrangement. You know what you're in for. You agree on it before you meet, I'm pretty sure. So I think that's okay. But
are you one of the 700,000 that's been on this site?
I mean, to be honest, I probably would have done it back in the day.
But to any of you, is there any guilt, though, involved in, I'll go overseas with you, or I'll take that gold watch for you know, that nice present for sure. Any guilt?
No, I don't think there should be. He's on a site saying exactly what he wants, and you've come back and matched, and apparently you have an agreement before you meet. I don't think anyone's taking advantage of the other.
I would feel guilty. Like, I'd be like, oh, I'm a bad person.
Would but your mum
I
would be happy definitely doing still it, take Alice?
It. My mum wouldn't know about it.
No. Would your mum be happy if she found out?
Probably not, but...
Not probably not.
No, she wouldn't. But that's okay. You can't rule your life just because your mum doesn't think you should do stuff when you're teenagers.
Now, it's pretty dodgy,
on the site, there are some beautiful, stunning girls, seriously, who look really, really nice and normal, but are saying, well, it got me through uni.
Tell us about the Adelaide stats.
Now, which suburb do you live in, Mel?
Broadview.
Alice.
Hove.
And Batesy.
Rosewater.
Top three suburbs for this to happen. These are the girls. The girls that live in these suburbs. Ooh. Rosewater. Malvern.
Oh, Blue Chip.
Which is next door.
Blue Chip.
And where? Glenelg. Now, you're in Hove. Whoa. You're right next door.
That's because those girls have never worked a bloody day in their lives.
Well, this is the final thing, though, they're saying.
Yeah, but why do they need it if they're living there? Are they living there as a result of the sugar daddies?
Good point. Mm. Now, there's a psychologist who's come into this article and said that what happens at the end of it, though, is they can't get into real relationships because when they go from living this lavish lifestyle to meeting just the local boy down the road who's a tradie, he can't keep them in that lifestyle,
and
therefore they're absolutely spoilt. So you could see that happening, couldn't you?
100%. And also, the decisions you make at 21 and you think that that's what you want, you look back on at 30 with perspective and some more maturity and you're like, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
So I think you'd end up regretting it, which is really hard because it's such a big thing to carry for the rest of your life.
Mm. Mm.
Just don't be materialistic. Go out there and have a good time.
Right. Final advice from Alice the Wag. Base your life on hers and you'll have lots of fun. Ruined It's on Triple M.
What's it called?
The saxophone.
Saxophone, yes.
The worst of all time.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez be your designated driver. Call Dez 133 77 or dezsminibus.com.au.
Well, if you like a laugh as well, just before we go to the vote, Kerry O'Keefe had a great story about the West End Brewery. We're going to play that very shortly, so hang around for that one. Absolute ripper.
Reminisce about the brewery. Yeah. So this didn't go off yesterday?
No, it didn't go off, and Tex had no idea what it was. He was trying to find out. I said, no, you can be like everyone else and try and work it out. $600 up for grabs today with the vote. Go to Valley View. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Mark.
What do you think it is, Tim?
Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf.
Born to be wild.
Is it Born to be Wild? Oh, sorry, Tim.
Okay, let's go to Seaford. G'day, Daryl.
G'day, how you going?
Good. Do you want to hear it one more time or are you confident?
I'm confident.
Okay. Are you? Oh, all right. Yeah. For $600, what do you think it is?
I reckon it's Painless by the Baby Animals.
Painless by the Baby Animals. Interesting choice. Okay, now, for $600, is it Painless Baby Animals?
Oh, yay, Daryl! No!
Daryl!
Yeah, well done, Daryl!
You're guilty!
What gave it away? How did you guess that?
It's the thing that gave it away for me was the saxophone.
Yeah, we've got a lot of trouble with musicians in our band.
She's too good.
Bloody too good.
I try to fade into the background, but my talent just keeps
you
shining
through. You might get
through.
Eased out of the band the way you're going.
You're
going
to Yoko Ono me.
Oh, you're going to get the Tijuana.
Yeah. Definitely start a solo side project.
Don't. She's already.
Thanks, Tony. Good on you, Daz.
A bit more of Mel and a bit more of Alice and a bit more of Tex.
Thought you dominated yesterday in my absence too, Mel. I know. I was listening in. I know you jumped in a fair bit.
Well, you do all the time and Tex does. staff. Okay. Someone had to keep the boys in line.
I can't talk. So $600 for you, Daryl. Congratulations, mate.
Woohoo. Now, thank you very
just,
much.
Can we just have a listen just so we can get it?
One, two, three.
So we'll have to do another song into the recording studio later on this morning. Triple M.
Stat Man. Here's another stat. B Frank Insurance goes above and beyond 100%. B Frank, more than just insurance.
75% of people think that this one trait makes someone more attractive. What is
it? That's a big number.
Yeah, it is. 133353. Or you can text us on the Automasters text line and have a little crack at that. And we've got one here from Helen who says, a smile.
Yeah, a smile would go a long way.
Yeah, I think most people would probably agree with that. No, it's not. Let's go to Modbury North. G'day, Steve.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, thanks, Steve. What do you think it is?
Haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
The young generation these days are shaggy and get around with anything, don't they? Head shaved and spiky and unkempt and whatever.
How dare they not have a short back and sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Mount Compass. G'day, Ben.
G'day, gents.
What do you reckon it is, Benny boy?
Oh, it's going to be a good sense of humour.
Oh, yeah, that goes a long way, doesn't it?
That's got to be right up there, at
least.
That
makes someone attractive.
Yeah, I think so. Let's go to Largs North. G'day, Julie.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Very, very good, thanks. Julie, 75% of people think that this one trait makes someone more attractive. What is it?
Speaking more than one language.
Well done, Julie.
That's what it is, Julie.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Are you multilingual? Is that right?
No, only mum speak.
Oh, mum, yep, we do a bit of that, don't we?
Yeah, you got to have another language, don't you? So, Julie, what about your husband or partner? Can he speak more than one?
No, he speaks work speak. No.
So both of you two are just attracted to other people outside your relationship that can speak. Yeah, that's right.
That's what we take out.
Good on you, Julie. You've won a Google Home Mini. You can wake up and say, play Triple M Adelaide, please.
Definitely will, boys. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Julie. On you. How many can you speak, Roy?
I can speak a very small amount of German.
Oh, let's throw to the break, please.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf, zwölf.
So we're going to the break in 10 seconds, are we? Is that what you're
saying? That's it. Count up to 10.
That's very good. Righto, Roo and Ditz here on Triple M.
Buses, dust, all done and bum.
Okay,
I've got a few things.
We could be here forever.
Going back to early primary school days here.
Stop violence at home. Don't become that man. Call 1-300-24-34-13.
What a goal!
Overnight sports. Port Adelaide and Richmond getting ready for tomorrow night's big game down at the Adelaide Oval. This promises to be a real physical contest. And if you listen to the coaches, that's what's going to happen. So I'll tell you what, I'd like to see these two stand each other, Damien Hardwick and Port assistant coach Michael Voss.
Yeah, the game's going to be pretty volatile. We'll get a hostile environment against a very, very good opposition. So we want to play on the edge.
We would expect nothing else from Richmond. They're a seasoned group. They've been here before. They've got a style that they've committed to for, a better part of 4 years that's been really effective for them.
Yeah, there was a massive contest there, I think, where young Patton ended up, getting his head split. That's what Tom brings. He brings aggression. He brings a guy that, if someone wants to take his space, good luck.
I've given up trying to work out who's going to win it. I think they're both very good sides. They're absolutely complete. And I think it'll simply get down to who performs on the night, who kicks straight on the night. I think you can't say Port are going to thrash them or Richmond are going to win. It's too hard. They're both great.
Dimmer trying to scare us there with Tom Lynch. What do you reckon Jonas and people like that are scared of Tom Lynch? Are you serious?
Oh, wait and see. He's pretty
Come
tough.
On, do me a favour. Hey, Roo, the MCG turf you touched on earlier this morning, a part of it is going up to the Gabba. This was on Channel 9 last night.
Turf experts, ground curators and officials from the AFL, MCC and the Gabba are all involved ensuring the process gets the green thumbs up.
There is a real romantic notion to it, and in these sort of bleak times, I think it's something good for especially people in Victoria to hold on to and think, that's part of the old girl up there at the Gabba.
I watched this in bed last night. It was almost like it was a piss take.
Yeah,
seriously.
The old girl. The romance.
They are doing it tough in Victoria, and he sounds depressed when he's talking about the dirt there, the groundsman at the MCG. Anyway, it's happening, and so too is What's the bloke who sings up there? Because Ali's singing to nobody at the MCG.
Mike Brady.
Mike Brady. So anyway, it's happening.
All right.
Embrace it.
Now, a crowd of around 30,000 expected for the Gabba in the grand final. However, the Courier-Mail's reporting up there today it might be lifted to 40,000 people. So look out for that announcement.
What?
Now, what's happening in the SANFL, Roo? A couple of coaching appointments?
Well, there is a bit of movement there. We know that Marty Matner's heading back to Sturt. Nathan Grimer's not going to be coaching there in 2021.
Yep.
Paul Thomas is going back to Central District.
Good appointment.
So that's good. They sacked their coach with 2 years to go.
Yep.
So
now, still Nord and Glenelg need coaches, don't they?
Well, Nord didn't need a coach. He was contracted. But, yeah they've agreed to part ways. So, in other words, they had a conversation and Jared Cotton saw the writing on the wall. So someone else will put their hand up there. And Glenelg, Mark Stone.
Heading home to the West?
That's what they say. So, big turnover. And
so, who's out there? Michael Godden's available?
Godden, Camporeale. Yep. There could be, a few more, I would have thought. Scott All Thompson, right. who was at the Port.
Oh, yeah? Yep.
I don't know what Dean Brogan's going to do and a few others. So, plenty of coaches.
All right, just finally, in the supercars, this is big news for all the rev heads. It's Bathurst this weekend without a crowd, which will be eerie. But you see where it's been announced that Camaro will now take on Mustang in the future. So, it was once Commodore v Falcon. Now, it's Camaro v Mustang.
Why has Bathurst not got a crowd?
Well, don't know. All of this COVID stuff, they've made a decision.
But they can fly to Adelaide, everyone in New South Wales.
Yep.
But they can't go to a racetrack.
No, no. Strange,
that makes
isn't
a lot of sense. Hey, we're going to be interviewing Gordon Richards, the trainer of Adelaide Horse G-Trar, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, for people who aren't interested in racing, it's the richest horse race in the world. It's in Sydney this weekend. It's worth $15 million. The horse called G-Trar is owned
Imagine
by some local Aussie SA lads. And I reckon
one
it will
of them
win.
Is Macca.
I reckon it will win.
Gary McIntosh, isn't he?
Yep, he's
now,
one
tell
of them.
Me, are there three Adelaide horses in this?
Behemoth,
yes,
which good chance.
Win. Dollar for dollar.
Is that an Adelaide horse?
I think it
Tony
is.
Tony McAvoy trains it.
Yeah. All right. Mm. So good luck. We'll have Gordon Richards on tomorrow. Hey, just a reminder, now we're going to talk about this in a moment, but The Bump, our new footy podcast, is now available on the Triple M app. So go to Roo and Ditts, the tab, and you can open it up and have a listen.